Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I just want to greet you and say welcome to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary, and we're tagging today Pursuing God's Wisdom Wednesday. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so gracious and so kind, even just to wake us up this morning with a new day, with a new thought, with a new mind, with new direction, new dimension to move towards. Lord, we thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. And you even told us, Lord, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you that as we pursue your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, that we seek your face daily, Father God, for your direction. We know, Father, that you are more than able to put us in the place that we need to be as we look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for everyone on this TMC telecommunications sanctuary. We ask that you strengthen them, keep them, protect them, Father, and let them know, Father, that we all can be happy and flourishing in your love and in your grace. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. Strengthen them as they go by their day-by-day agendas, oh God. We glorify you, Father, even for Mother Josie and the Artist Life family, Father, in its entirety, from the owners on down to the advisor that joined last night. We ask that you keep them, Father. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this on this call. Bless the speaker, strengthen. And Lord, we just know that the word that we're going to hear, we're going to receive it and take it and move forward and bless others, Lord, as we hear your word. We're going to be doers and not hearers only. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for Victoria and her family, Lord God. Bless them and keep them, Father, in this trying time. And we give your name the praise, Father, for the peace that you're giving them in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, it's such an honor and a blessing to greet each and every one of you again. I'm Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. God bless you, Silver Fox. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, and thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning and starting our day off with that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. And I'd like to give you a little background on the call this morning. In October 2010, this call was founded by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Our scripture reference will be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website where all messages have been archived, and as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you will be able to find all of our messages from the onset of October 2019, all of our messages are there. And the theme for this year is By Faith. In 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this best ministry as a greeter, such as our beautiful prayer general has done such an excellent job this morning, or our host, as I am doing now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, you might have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And that is info@themasterscall.net. We will gladly receive your request by Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, or our prayer general, and they will contact you. And the thread that brought us all together, that has seamed us all together, is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It's that common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life, a great company with great, great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your friends and your family and anyone that you meet so that their day can start off with Thus Says the Lord. Now, if you are T-Mobile or Metro PC person and you're having challenges with calling in on the calls, you can use our bridge number, and that will let you come into the calls and not be charged. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, that is 857-957-1147. And follow the prompts, and you will never miss another live conference call. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday, and is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and your health, and is wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Awareness Wednesday. And a very capable, very knowledgeable Claudette Brown will be speaking on the subject of prostate cancer. So please be sure to dial into that call immediately following this call. And this morning, I have a very, very, very special announcement. As you all know, our Queen of Health, Miss Victoria Flanagan, her mother went to be with the Lord this week, and I'd like to give you information for those that would like to send acknowledgments, floral arrangements, or any acknowledgments of any time for her services. And that is for Mother Thelma Varney. And it would be at the Plinton, Plinton, Curry, Curry, Funeral Home. And that is at 411 West Broad Street, Westfield, New Jersey. The zip code is 07090. Now, the services will be held at St. Matthew AME Church at 336 Oakwood Avenue, Orange, New Jersey, 07050. Zero. And that is on June the 2nd, Friday, June the 2nd, 2017. And the services will begin, the viewing will begin at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the services will begin at 12 p.m. Again, that is for Mother Thelma G. Barney. So please write that information down and send your acknowledgments. Also, remember to save the date, September 2017, for Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Artist Life will be having a conference. And I believe that is the third or fourth week in September. More information will be coming soon. So I'd like to get out of the way now and introduce our speaker, because we have a phenomenal, phenomenal speaker this morning. This woman is very well known on this call. As a matter of fact, she's one of the co-founders on this call. She started her career as an industrial engineer, but she accepted her call to the ministry and has studied at various institutes, preparing her for what God has for her. We all know her and love her. She has an extensive bio, but I won't go into all of that. We just know that this woman is phenomenal. She wears many hats, and she has been many things to many of us. Each one of us have our own personal testimony of how she has been obedient to God in serving us. So we look forward to hearing what God has laid on her heart this morning to share with us. She is very wise. She is obedient. She is humble. She is giving. She is caring. She is loving. She's just a little bit of everything, and such a blessed and anointed servant of the Lord. And I'd like to get out of the way and bring her forth so that we can hear what God has downloaded into her, because she is a phenomenal speaker. And this morning, our speaker is none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Are you there? Please come forth and share what God has laid on your heart this morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my silver fox. Good morning, TMC family, bringing warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Excited about what God is doing in us and through us, and always humbled when I am offered the opportunity to bring forth the word of God. We will be getting back with you later on today concerning a corporate gift, if you wanted to be a part of a corporate blessing that we'll be sending to our Queen Victoria Flanagan. Was waiting to hear back from Reggie what they prefer for us to send. So he sent me the information about the funeral that you heard Silver Fox give you, but we will be finding out later today what the family prefers for us to do, but we know they prefer for us to pray, so we all can be in one accord with that. So again, bring you the warmest of kingdom greetings. Trust everybody had a very blessed, restful, productive Memorial Day weekend and have been off to a great week. I was before the Lord on what I should speak about, and he brought me back to the word that I was able to bring at the conference in Houston recently. I gave our audience there, our congregation, 7 points, but it's really 12 principles that I want to speak about. So for today and tomorrow, I'm going to come before you and speak on the topic, simply give God your best. Simply give God your best. And the subtitle is, I have a mandate. I am transforming to purpose. I have a mandate, each and every one of us. There's a clear mandate on our lives. And I am transforming to purpose. You know, I always believe in acronyms. I willingly am the acronym queen. God drops acronyms into my spirit. And the acronym he gave me for BEST, B-E-S-T, is Birthing Excellence Successfully Triumphant. Birthing Excellence Successfully Triumphant. Simply give God your best. And I was and am so blessed to be in a home that has always been a godly home full of love and laughter and instruction, a pretty typical home for most of us, where the head of the house, blessed it, my dad truly was the big spoon the head of the household, and he did practice what he preached. I always grew up seeing three stacks. He had his Bible. He taught me in Sunday school. Loved it. Could always hear him back there teaching every Sunday, and that's probably why I love to teach so much. He had his agricultural animal science books. He was a college professor for 60 years at Prairie View A&M University. I literally was doing research projects when he went home to be with the Lord at 88 years young. And then the third stack was refereed books. My father refereed anything that had a ball, I think except hockey. He refereed basketball, baseball, football. I think that's why he stayed in such great shape, running up and down the court or the football field. And he always would challenge us, make sure you're giving your best. If your best is a C, we'll accept that, but you better see your way into being honest that that was your best. So raised in a home where there was a lot of reinforcement that we're not asking much. We're going to provide the necessities, but one thing we are requiring, mandating of your life, is to give God your best. So I'm starting this message off with that mandate from the Lord as his mouthpiece with the message this morning, to simply give God your best. See, the key to that was, in the eyes of others, you may be a big fish in a small pond, and they think you're giving them the best, and you know you're giving a C, maybe a B minus. You know there's so much more in you. You've impressed others, so you stop there. God said, I see all. I know all. I know what I deposited into you from the beginning of time. Be able to say with honesty, integrity, and clarity, I am simply giving God my best. So I wanted to get into our fibers. I wanted to get into our DNA in this company, that everything we do, everywhere we go as ministers in the marketplace, we can lay our heads down at night knowing that we have given our best, done our best, been an example of Christ with the best. I have a mandate. I am transforming to purpose by simply giving God my best. The text scripture that I use is very, very, very familiar passage, Ruth, the story of Ruth and Naomi, and in Ruth 1, verses 1 through 18. I'm going to ask you to read the majority of that, but I want to hone in for giving of your best the last few verses, starting in verse 11. It said, but Naomi said, after her husband had died and her two sons had died, she was telling her two daughter-in-laws to return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. And even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. And as they wept aloud again, then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. And in verse 15, look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. But Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her. She stopped urging her. Today I want to discuss today and tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish it up tomorrow. Our 12 principles on the principles of purpose. And for some of us, it may be returning to your purpose. Like I started this off with saying, my father, my mother, you know, both of them being educators, They just drilled in us. We're not saying you have to come home with straight A's. We're not saying you have to win first place or be in the position recognized by others as the best. We just want to make sure you can look in your eyes in the mirror and before God and say, I gave it my best. And we have an enemy called average that many of us as believers have been operating. If that's enough to get me by, doing just enough to slide in, even if it's into heaven, not being radically saved, witnessing, opening up your mouth with the message, even the message of this great company that we have the best products, as our prayer general would say, on this side of heaven. We have to have rules of engagement so that we have some benchmarks, we have some road signs that help us understand how to simply give God our best each and every day. Well, the first one is know to whom you have been assigned. Know to whom you have been assigned. See, we all have specific assignments. We're not assigned to everybody, everywhere. It is very important to get before God and find out and to know to whom and where you've been assigned. God's grace will only be where you're assigned to be. I've had some people, because they thought it was a good idea and it wasn't a God idea, start a ministry in one city, and after they finally had years of no fruit, no success, really got before God and cried out, and he told them where to go and be planted, and their ministry exploded and blossomed because they finally got to where they were assigned. We know in the scripture how many times God would prompt and lead the prophets, the men and women of God, and when they went where they were assigned, where they were placed, they bloomed where God had planted them. See, we're not to tell God our purpose, but through prayer and meditation with godly counsel, we'll discover our God-ordained purpose. Let me say that one again. You don't tell God what your purpose is. I know many of us are so spoiled, we get it confused. That simple prayer in Matthew 6 is our Father which art in heaven, your, the possessive pronoun, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. See, we want to say, our Father which is in heaven, I got a list, and I want you to bless my list with your blessing. No. Wrong answer. We seek God, and he will give us his directions. Well, we don't want any more good ideas. Let's strive to be assigned to only the God ideas. If you don't get anything else, this day of our Lord and Savior, stop settling for what appears, quote, look, shape, dress with a bow on it, a good idea. You seek the face, the mind, the heart, the will of God, and walk into the God ideas, because the God ideas, they already come with provision. The God ideas, they already come with the protection of God. The God ideas already come anointed, already come ordained, already come with God going before you, making the crooked pathway straight. The enemy brings a lot of good ideas that keep you busy but not effective. We want, only want, hunger and should desire the God ideas. Well, provision, resources, again, they'll always come from God. When we're where we are assigned and with whom we are assigned by God, because God is not obligated to bless relationships, to bless projects, to bless ideas that he did not ordain. He is not obligated when he told you to go to Bethel, and you tell him, I just prefer to stay here in Samaria. No. We need to have the God idea. And that's only principle number one. So you know we're going to go through the rest of the principles, 2 through 12, tomorrow, and prayerfully we'll get them done. But we want to get it in our spirit that we're incubators of purpose. What do you mean by that, Mother Eagle? You're here to birth the will of God in the land. You're here to be a conduit, which is purpose, which is mandates will flow through. You're here to be a mandate on a mandated mission, his feet, his mouthpiece, his arms extended. That's what we're here for. And we've got to get the assignment right from the throne room of God. We've got to birth the right purpose. We've got to get in alignment with what God wants to do in us and through us. So we're going to be talking about, we're going to be dwelling on, to simply give God your best by being in alignment with his best. Best, birthing excellence. Excellence. Not average, not mediocrity. Birthing excellence. And then being successful and triumphant. And we're going to be like Ruth. We're not going to settle for a good idea to stay in Moab. Mm-mm. God spoke to her spirit to go back with Naomi. And she followed, not knowing all the answers, not knowing all what it beheld. Oh, but what do we know it beheld? It beheld her being in the lineage of Jesus by her obedience. So today, let's make a decision. No more settling. I'm going to make a decision, a profession and a confession, to simply give God my best. We'll continue on tomorrow. Back to you, Silver Fox.
Well, thank you for that great word this morning. We look forward to part two. I heard this message in Houston, and I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to hear it again because it's still as fresh as it was in Houston. So I'm going to ask you to come back after a brief announcement, but right now let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your vessel that you have used this morning to bring us the word, and what a word. God, we ask that everyone on this call will open up their hearts to receive what you are sending down and put this word into practice. We thank you for our mouthpiece this morning, that you have blessed and anointed her to bring us such a great word. We ask you to continue to strengthen her and to lead and guide her into all truth. God, we ask you to watch over each and every one of the callers on this call this morning. God, help them to be stronger and stronger in your name so that they can go out and be the true ministers in the marketplace that you have called them to be, that they can simply give you their best, knowing that they have a mandate and that they are being transformed into purpose. We thank you, we bless you, and we adore you. In your precious name, Jesus, we seal this prayer with your blood. Amen and amen. Now again, if you would like to send acknowledgments to Victoria Flanagan's mother, Thelma Barney, that is at the Plenton Curry Funeral Home, 411 Broad Street, Westfield, New Jersey, and that zip code is 07090. Now, the services will be held on Friday, June the 2nd, at the AME, St. Matthew's AME Church at 336 Oakwood Avenue, Orange, New Jersey, and the zip code is 07050. The viewing will be from 11 to 12 p.m., and the funeral services will start at 12. So we thank each and every one of you for calling in this morning. I'd like to thank our prayer general, Minister Terrell, for opening up and greeting everyone on this call this morning with that wonderful, wonderful tag this morning. And Pastor Vanessa, we'd like to thank you for your word this morning. And we so look forward to part two and perhaps even part three as this call continues. And I'd like to bring you back now to seal that word in prayer.
Thank you so much, Silver Fox. Love and appreciate you so much. And again, to our prayer general who got us started off, love and appreciate you also. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that we make a commitment. we clearly send out a clarion call into the heavens that we are going to give you our best. Father, no more good ideas, but we ask you every day to download the God-ordained ideas, and we will be obedient and submitted. So as we leave out from this call, we leave out fortified in our faith, that as we walk by faith and often not by sight, that as we give you our best, sincere in our hearts, dedicated in our spirits, you will lead and guide us into places of great success, the exceeding abundantly above. Now seal this word in our spirits, that we will ask you for the assignment you've assigned to our life. We'll ask you for what you have as our perfect will in this day, in this time, in this season. Father, we'll continue to pray for our dear beloved sister, Queen Victoria, and her family, for all families who are walking through this season of transition. Father, we pray for President Charlie Lewis as she lays her sister to rest on Friday also. We thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing in this Artist Life family. We go out fortified. We go out full of faith. We go out to produce great fruit that will remain. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and be blessed. Ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.